Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we're going to look back at some of the footballing action and look forward to all the weekend's action. And there is a lot. Cathal Mullany from Off the Ball joins me now. Good morning, Cathal.
Good morning, Pat.
Interesting results in the Premier League yesterday.
Yeah, I suppose the headline is a lack of goals in the four games that we had. Three goalless draws from the four matches. But some of the goalless draws were quite impressive for Sunderland in particular against Manchester City at the Stadium of Light. Sunderland have been very good at home so far this season. Yeah. They've enjoyed a great campaign thus far and they're within touching distance of the Champions League places. And then Leeds playing out a nil-all draw with Liverpool at Anfield.
And they might have won it too.
Yeah, the Dominic Calvert-Lewin again.
That ridiculous offside. I mean, was it a fingernail?
Yeah, it was pretty tight. But he's been in great form for Leeds of late. The other goalless draw last night was Brentford and Tottenham in their London derby in West London. Another good result for Keith Andrews, you could say. I think he was left a little bit disappointed, actually, that Brentford didn't win that match. But they too, potentially in the hunt for European football. And then the other game last night, Crystal Palace won, Fulham won. Taking a look then to the weekend, Pat, in terms of the matches that we have to look forward to, the big one that stands out is the meeting of Manchester City and Chelsea on Sunday evening. Chelsea searching for
Rudderless.
A new manager. We've said that a few times before in the last few years. Enzo Maresca parting company with the club yesterday. They're on a run, Pat, of 1-7 league matches, but I think the root cause of his departure is some disquiet in the background and falling out of sorts with
and
the club's
some
ownership.
Maybe ill-advised comments he made to media, you know.
Yeah, and he did reference the fact that all was not well in the background of the last couple of weeks. Just from a Chelsea point of view, you wonder how many times they can chop and change from a managerial point of view if they are trying to build something.
It's their thing though, isn't it?
It
you
is.
Don't last long in Chelsea.
It is their thing.
The other thing, I suppose, he is the first to go in 2026.
Yeah.
How many more?
Yeah, well, that's the question. The other games to look forward to this weekend, Leeds, Manchester United, Arsenal 4 points clear at the top, Pat, heading into the new year after City's draw last night. They go away to Bournemouth this week.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Again, Brentford away to Everton, Fulham playing host to Liverpool. So those are some of the matches to look forward
okay,
to.
Now the weekend sport for some will begin tonight looking at the rugby.
That's right. The interprovincial derbies, Ulster against Munster in Belfast tonight. Tomorrow then, Leinster play Connacht at the Aviva Stadium. In terms of the Christmas period for Ulster, they've been going along quite nicely this season. They beat Connacht in Galway on the 27th of December. They lost to Leinster in Dublin, but they actually played quite well before Christmas in that match at the Aviva. Ian Henderson back in the team for them tonight. Nathan Doak signed a new contract for Ulster yesterday too, which was welcome news for them. Munster without a whole host of internationals tonight. Their form of late hasn't been brilliant since the November international break, with 3 defeats in 5 in all competitions. Calvin Nash though is back in their team for this evening. Leinster then against Connacht at the Aviva tomorrow. Leinster have started to put together a reasonably good run of form. I think it's 6 wins on the trot for them.
That's when you look at the scorelines rather than the performance.
Exactly,
you know.
Probably not as impressive as we've seen from them in recent seasons, but maybe it's better that they don't start the season off so well and build maybe towards the latter end of the competition. Connacht then, on the other hand, tough time for them of late under Stuart Lancaster. They're 10th in the table, lost out to Ulster at home just after Christmas, and they've had some damaging defeats to Welsh opposition in the not too distant past either, but they'll be hoping that they can start to maybe spark an upward trend as they look to finish in the top 8. They're currently 10th in the ORC table.
Now, I know you're a fan of the darts.
Yes.
Which I haven't really watched it. I mean, you recommended it to me just for the atmosphere alone.
You haven't managed to tune in just
yet. No, I haven't, but Luke Littler's still on course.
Well, I'd recommend you tune in maybe, Pat, for the next two nights, because we're at the business end now. Semi-finals tonight. Luke Humphries knocked out last night. He lost to Jan van Veen, the Dutch player, by 5-1 in the quarterfinals. So now van Veen plays Gary Anderson in the semi-finals tonight. Anderson is a two-time champion. And then, as you say, Luke Littler, the defending champion, 18 years of age. He'll go up against Ryan Searle last night. Littler beat Christoph Ratajski by 5-0 last night. And, well, with Humphries out of the tournament now, it looks like it's Littler's to lose. It might be an interesting final, actually, if Littler and Anderson were to progress, given that Anderson is a two-time champion, maybe at the other end of his career compared to
Littler. And we've some very important club action in GAA.
Yeah, that's right. The All-Ireland Club Football semi-finals this weekend. Ballyboden, St Enda's of Dublin and Leinster up against Dangany Cush of Munster and Kerry. That's at Páirc Uí Chaoimh tomorrow. The All-Ireland Club Camogie, a final replay tomorrow as well. St Finbarr's of Cork against Athenry of Galway. And then on Sunday in the All-Ireland Club Football semi-finals, St Bridget's versus Scotstown on the other side of the draw. Bridget's the Connacht champion. Scotstown winning Ulster in dramatic fashion when they beat Kilcoo in penalties before Christmas.
Yeah, it's going to be a very busy period in sport over the next while, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure. Lots to look forward to.
Okay, Colin Mullany from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.